Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we now transition into the guest or theme segment portion of our national program, Mary and I welcome all of you back for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, which is sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, why not go guided with the best in the business? Booking a Colette tour means experiencing all the exhilaration, joy, and wonder of your destination without the anxiety, stress, and worry that can come with coordinating complicated travel plans. Their regionally based design teams seek out the best activities, day trips, and restaurants, so all you have to do is enjoy them.
Since 1918, Colette's been a leader in guided travel. They operate tours on all seven continents in varieties to suit every travel style. Every adventure with them includes top accommodations and dining, knowledgeable tour managers, transportation, must-sees, built-in free time, so you can do your own thing. Join us, visit Colette.com for more info, or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation has us reconnecting with Gebhard Rayner, the CEO of Sandals Resorts International, and to maximize our time with him, off to that show hotline we go.
Gebhard, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's wonderful to be back, Robert and Mary. Thanks very much for having me back.
Well, you are very welcome. You know, you may recall that you helped us kick off our 2019 broadcast year when you joined us back for our January 5th show that year. That's 4 years and 7 months to the day, actually. So this show has added 155 more stations since your last appearance. We're now heard on nearly 530 weekly stations across the USA. And I say that because I'm sure many people listening right now have either experienced a Sandals property or perhaps they've considered it. So let's start off with getting a report from you on how 2023 is going so far, since we're 8 months into the year, and maybe what you're expecting for the shoulder season or even the upcoming holidays.
Yeah, a lot of time has gone by and a lot of things have happened since we spoke last. And 2023, we are halfway through the year, and it's been so far a great year, I have to say. And, you know, by saying that, I have to add that because of what has happened over the last 4.5 years, a lot of things have changed, actually. A lot of things have changed with the consumer. A lot of things have changed in the world of travel, as you know very well as well. And I think the most significant thing that has changed, and we can feel it every day in our resorts, is the fact that coming out of the pandemic, people have realized that they need to focus more on themselves. They need to focus on well-being. They need to do what they like to do and not keep on pushing it off and postponing it, because things can happen unexpectedly and you never know what's around the next corner. So we benefited last year from the pent-up demand coming out of the pandemic. Pent-up demand is pretty much gone now, and we're back into what is going to be a regular pattern. It's a different pattern than what we had before, but it's a very strong, strong pattern reflecting what I just said before. Consumers are willing to spend a lot more money on themselves, providing that you can provide them with experiences and memories that they can take back home with them and take energy from them, basically.
Gebhard, in Wednesday's Wall Street Journal, there was a feature article talking about the importance of regular vacations for couples, kind of along the lines of what you're saying here with this trend of just, we have to just do it and we have to travel.
You enjoyed the article.
I love the article. I sent it to all my friends. But basically the importance of unplugging, you know, in today's busier than ever world, and just going and just taking care of yourselves as a couple. And it made me think of this conversation because Sandals is built for and based upon adult couples' vacations and getaways. So for those listening who have not experienced what you offer at your locations, why don't you share some of the ways that you invest in making these couples' getaways so memorable?
Yeah, keep the romance alive.
Yeah,
and actually it is very interesting because you're absolutely right. And the Wall Street Journal, of course, is sort of triggering a very interesting discussion here. We have established, and we didn't have that the last time we spoke, we've established internally an Institute of Romance. Now, this might sound a little funny and quirky, but we actually have put money behind the effort of investigating or analyzing and studying what are the attributes of romance and what is modern romance today, what is it constituted of, and what triggers a really successful couple's getaway, what provides them with, as I said before, lifelong memories, what provides them with energy and rekindles the relationship as well. In today's world, as you know, with the ever-increasing speed of technological development, we are becoming more and more isolated emotionally. I call it the emotional desert that people live in, because we all have devices and we communicate through devices and our children think that they actually socialize through a device, which is really not socializing.
No.
But what it does is it creates that craving for emotional and social connections. And when people go on vacations, and specifically for couples, it's very important to rekindle a relationship and trigger those emotional bonds and connections again. And we are putting scientific data behind it, and it's very interesting when you actually
It doesn't sound quirky to me at all. It sounds like you're really investing in what you...
Listen, you're talking to a husband and wife that traveled, you know, Mary and I, we met many years ago on a blind date, and travel connected us, and here we are hosting the show, so... We get that and how important it is. But, you know, here's a direction I want to take in as well, just to talk about some of the properties. So, frankly, we're just back from 16 days of travel in Portugal. We had two big Let's Go America tour events and live remotes. Week one was in Lisbon. Week two, we were over in Porto. And we did a Douro River cruise with a show partner. Europe is very busy. Right? It's unbelievable. We were in Spain, Portugal, UK on this trip. Last November, we were in Italy, France, Spain as well. Very busy. I see that you're doing some very interesting things with your, you know, Curaçao property. Is that the hotspot these days for sandals, or is other locations really seeing good occupancy as well?
Yes, Curaçao is one of the hotspots, but throughout the sandals family of resorts, we're actually experiencing very, very strong occupancies. We've opened a new property in Jamaica this year in Duns River up in Ocho Rios, and it is a hotspot. It's it's featuring some of the new innovative things that we call Sandals 2.0 that you will see more and more coming out in new properties and in retrofits as well. It's a property with a lot of history. Sandals used to manage it for a while. It was not owned by Sandals. It goes back to 1957 when it was built and was called the Arawak Hotel, the largest hotel in Jamaica at the time. And today we have now stunning sky pool suites there. We have a village with rondavels in there where we have the first ever generation of rondavels with a rooftop, a stargazer rooftop, where you have a telescope up there. We have a stargazer concierge that explains to you the night sky and the galaxies and stars that you can look up through the telescope. So really unique, innovative personal experiences, specifically geared towards, like I said before, rekindling that emotional experience amongst couples as well. So, yes, there is a strong demand. The demand goes way beyond this year. When we look at booking pace, we have strong bookings into 2025, and we have bookings into 2026 already.
You are, wow.
So hotspots are Curaçao, hotspots are Jamaica. Jamaica has always been a hotspot, as you know.
Sure.
But all of our resorts are doing really well.
So I hate to move off of Sandals and the Institute of Romance, but you do have five unique brands. And we do have families listening, and you have Beaches Resorts, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with. If they're not, I'd love to hear, in the time that we have left, any new locations or any new offerings with Beaches.
Yeah, and Beaches is a big part of our plans for the future going forward, because it is a brand that is underserved at the moment. We only have three locations, Turks and Caicos and two here in Jamaica. But we have plans. We have another resort which is currently under design here in Jamaica, Beaches Runaway Bay. We have plans for beaches in Barbados. We have plans for beaches in a couple of other islands that I can't talk about right now because we haven't really announced anything along those lines.
Yeah.
But the really important part about the Beaches product is the fact that it's not just family vacation destinations. It's actually multi-generational vacation destinations. And we see this as another trend that has emerged, where it's not just parents with their kids going on vacation, but it's actually multi-generational. It's grandparents, parents, children, and maybe the great-grandchildren as well, who are all going on vacation together. Often it's paid for by the grandparents who want to have the whole family together, and they're looking for accommodation that suits their needs, meaning this goes beyond just booking a suite. This goes into being able to book a townhouse or being able to book a villa, or being able to book a suite that connects with maybe two other suites, so you have a whole apartment of half a floor that you can live in with a family, and then you have that personal aspect of service attached to it, where you have a private chef and you have a program manager that develops daily programs for you and the family and the kids, and so that everybody has a great experience.
Well, Gabar, this is why we wanted to have you, at least for the check-in today, because, listen, there's so much going on. People may hear Sandals. They may have a particular thought. They may hear Beaches. They may hear about some of the other things. A lot going on there. I know you've got the, you know, the double infinity pool, which, you know, the offside islands you've got going. A lot going on. But, unfortunately, we have a very fixed clock on this show, and we're going to have to thank you very much. So we'll have to just have you back, continue this conversation, and really showcase some of what what is being offered to travelers. So really nice reconnecting with you this morning. We hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Same to you. It was great connecting with you, and come down to the Caribbean. It's a fantastic place, and right. Sandals and beaches are waiting for you.
Thank you very much,
Sounds
Gabriel.
Good.
Have
Take
a great
care.
Weekend.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Mary, there we go. Sandals, beaches, a lot of activity, the Institute of Romance, all good.
I need to learn a little bit more about that. That conversation's not over.
We're going to continue that off air, I guess. All right, right now we're going to pause for some important sponsor messages, however. Texas travel is next, plus still ahead is the Destination Spotlight. We've got the Personal Connection, NCF, Open Road with RJ, Right Stuff, Museum Gallery, so much more to get to today. Thanks for being part of today's big broadcast, everyone. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show, and we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.